Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you what, it's a good thing we're not doing mid-80s Phillies-Mets. That was non-competitive back then. All right, so Phillies-Mets present day, 1-1.
You know what that song is right there?
Why I'm playing it?
Yeah, this is, Video Kill the radio star?
You know
star
why I'm playing it, though?
Because we're discussing the 80s?
The first song ever played on MTV.
Oh, I do know that, yeah.
All right. We didn't know that.
Seems
you
like
that.
You didn't know it in the moment when I asked you. But...
I'm Cliff Clavin over here. All right, so let me ask this question, James.
Why did you say it?
Well, because I said something else. I said, because we're talking 80s. Well, you want more? That's when you're supposed to say, be more specific, and then I would have answered the question. My God. All right, James, let me ask you this question. And this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. Obviously, we've already been kind of through the ringer with this series. I mean, this is the kind of series that puts hair on your chest.
Really? Right. Not for me.
Not for you. What does this do? What's the female equivalent for? Does hair get grayer?
Gray, I guess. Yeah, that
probably.
Be it.
Yes.
All right. So for men, this series puts hair on your chest. For the ladies, it just gets your hair a little grayer. All right, Seltzer. Here's the question to you, because I mean, let's be real. Halfway through game two, we felt horrible. Fifth inning, sixth inning, we felt horrible until we weren't. James, entering tonight, are you more excited or nervous?
So funny, because I was thinking about this before when you opened the show and talked about the nerves and the excitement. Mm-hmm. Honestly, going into game one, I was more excited. Going into game two, I was more nervous. I'm like 50-50 tonight. I honestly can't tell you which. I'm super excited. I can't wait till 5 o'clock. Like, let's go. But yeah, like, if they lose tonight... I'm going to be really nervous about this series.
Well, tonight's really important because Ranger pitches tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's really important because you're...
It's just massive.
Yeah, it's massive anyway.
I'm very nervous, but also excited.
So I am more excited, and I sometimes do get into the more nervous category just because I don't just assume my team's going to win the way I think some people do sometimes. I think that's foolishness. But I just have a lot of confidence in Aaron Nola. I really do. Now, I will say, I wish, and again, you can weigh in on all this, 215-592-9494. Do you feel more nervous or excited tonight? I will say, John, I really wish I felt more confident in the bats. I mean, you know.
Well, you should take solace. You should look at the fact that in the sixth inning of game two, they finally looked like we wanted them to look for, I don't know, several months.
But you know what a roller coaster looks like.
And it was
it
only
goes
like
up,
the last
and then it
four
goes
innings.
Down.
It's a small sample, but we saw home runs become a catalyst for small ball, the manufacturing of offense. We saw guys getting on. We saw guys stealing. We saw guys who weren't leaning back and swinging for the fences. They were just trying to put the ball in play.
There was some of that.
And that's what I hoped we would eventually get to. And of course, that had to feel good. For the guys, like, wow, it's really, like, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Wow, this really is something that we can accomplish the way we wanted to.
We've seen them do that, though. We've seen them have the oh, they're back, and then they're not back. You know, like, I'm with you, Joe. I hope that what we saw the last four innings of game two was what we're going to see in New York, but I don't know. Right. I'm not confident that'll happen.
Rhea, which are you more confident in tonight? The bullpen or the bats?
The bats. Yeah, I mean,
I'm the other way on that. I'm more confident tonight in the. Yeah, I mean, listen,
I have no confidence in the bullpen right now.
Well, based on the fact that for 162 games, the bullpen was better than the bats.
It might be Jose Alvarado, and he's super rested. That's why you're excited.
Well, I mean, like,
enthusiastic.
I thought this was an excellent bullpen this year. I wouldn't say this
it
was
has
an, excellent,
been an excellent.
I wouldn't call it an excellent lineup.
But the last month, it's been, I don't know, hit and miss. Yeah. As hit and miss as I can imagine for a great bullpen.
Well, Strom and Hoffman were going backwards as time went on. And then obviously in the playoffs, it's been a fiasco.
And those are their best two guys.
I know.
I mean, the fact that you would say you would trust Alvarado more than Strom should tell you how nervous you are about the bullpen to begin with.
I get it, man.
It really is insanity to say that. I mean, I can't say I trust Jose Alvarado, but it's like I'm hopeful.
But let's
that
not
I
act
can.
Like Alvarado's a bum. I mean,
and
the
look,
guy's got one of the great
September.
Arms.
I don't not trust Alvarado. If he comes in, I'm not gonna, you know, assume he's gonna screw it up.
You'll know right away.
Yeah, but I'm saying that your lack of trust in Strom, yet your trust in the bullpen is what surprises me.
I understand. Well, part of it is because I guess I believe in Alvarado more than some of the rest of you do. All right, let's go to the phone. So all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. And there's so many ways to attack it with different questions, including the various players and who to play and who to sit and all that, which includes Stott versus Sosa tonight, which includes Austin Hayes versus Brandon Marsh. Remember, it's a quality lefty for the Mets. But also just this overarching question, nervousness versus excitement, which do you feel more entering today? By the way, I'm trying to do my part with the uniform thing, but I will tell you, I just had a moment about half an hour ago in a commercial break. I forget sometimes that I'm wearing this ridiculous thing.
Oh, no.
I went out to get food, and you see a staffer here, and they just give you that look.
You can see the look in their eyes. Yeah.
Because sometimes I forget that I'm wearing this uniform, and then I like re-enter society when it's not amongst just the three of you, and I get,
that's actually hilarious.
I get a look like, dude, you're weird. And I'm like, I know. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, morning, Chief.
What a big day, Chuck. This is a big game tonight, man.
Hey, John. How you doing, John?
Great, really? Chuck. Really great.
I have extreme confidence in the bullpen. I do. I really
in the
do.
Bullpen?
Yeah. I think those guys.
Where's that come from, Chuck?
Comes from the season.
No. Your extreme confidence comes from the season. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The season. I mean, those guys have proven that they can do it. I really believe if you give these guys a 3 or 2 run lead going into the ninth, they're going to close it out for us. They've always done that this season. And I think Rude said it yesterday. It really made sense to me. These guys, you know, the layoff really affected those guys more than anybody else.
Yeah.
So I have extreme confidence in the bullpen. Plus, Strom was throwing strikes, which is, you know, and you know, he's getting people out. His location was a little off. And Hoffman came in with a 1-score lead. So, I think.
But that is his job. I mean, Chuck, that's what he's done all year. And look, it is a problem that both of those guys, plus Kirkland, who really were their three main guys this year, have had problems.
It does feel kind of circumstantial, though, with this last game. Like, Nimmo's home run, it wasn't even a strike. Like, it was just an example of, like, a really nice job by Nimmo.
Like, I guess
of hitting that thing,
but it still was a home run. I mean,
I don't fault him as much.
He hit it hard. I mean, he hit it hard, Nimmo.
The weird thing about Nimmo is they asked him about the chirping, and he's like, "It's been totally misinterpreted," but he won't say what he was chirping.
Yeah.
Like, let me say something real quick to Alec Boehm. Man, please, with the woe is me, you know, woe is me, woe is me. You know, be a grown man in the situation.
I feel that way, too. Dude. You should be excited to play in the biggest baseball game of your life. It shouldn't. All of this drama.
What was me, man, John? It's just, I can't stand it, man.
Me neither.
It's not, you know, no one did anything to you. I mean, you're in a little bit of a slump, but you're in the playoffs, you know, and you're in the second round of the playoffs with a great baseball team with a great chance to win championship.
Yeah.
Stop the woe is me attitude.
Absolutely. I feel that, Chuck. It's so important that everyone pulls in the same direction. Everyone be of one mind. I really do have a problem. If Alec Boehm is out there and trudging around begrudgingly, you know, like Alec Boehm, the feisty, hey, I'm going to whip my helmet when I strike out. That's not the adult that I want in my dugout.
All right, Chuck, give me a great answer here. What is quintessential 80s? Who or what?
80 slasher films. I mean, you had Friday the 13th, countless Halloweens. You had Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, Child's Play. I mean, 80s horror films.
That's pretty good, man. That's a pretty good answer right there. Really is.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.